You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative, and it's a beautiful morning. Why? Because guess what? We're here. We're live. If you're listening to this radio station, you are alive. Another day to celebrate God's wonderful gift of life. And I'm happy to be here this morning with our guest, who is Frank Costella. He's the executive director of Chicago Southland Men's Conference. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Deacon John. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. How's everything going? Did you make it okay?
I made it terrific. I took a walk around the city this morning, took some pictures of the fog and so forth, and beautiful.
All right. So we'll talk more about that photography thing a little bit down the way here. But speaking of the Chicago Southland Men's Conference, well, how did that begin? What's the vision behind that?
The Chicago Southland Catholic Men's Conference is a byproduct of Bishop Joseph Perry and his apostolate, Catholic Men Chicago Southland. CMCS has a practical way of evangelizing Catholic men, young and old, and their families, and helping them to understand what the culture often rejects. And that is how men and women should relate to one another in complementary ways and how important husbands and fathers are to children.
Now, you said, Frank, young and old. So how young are we talking about?
At the conference, we probably say about 12 years old would be good.
Really?
Sometimes younger, yeah.
And what percentage, if any, do you see young men coming in at that age?
I would say probably 5%.
So guys are dragging their sons along so that they could get some of that,
We get grandfathers and fathers and sons and grandsons.
Generations.
Generations sometimes, yes.
And that's awesome.
Yes.
You know, to me, there's no more important thing than to have a father lead a household.
Absolutely.
That's the way that I was raised. I'm sure that's the way you were raised. And I see a tremendous need for this men's conference.
Yes.
Now, you are executive director.
Yes.
And how long have you held that position?
Well, I'm basically co-founder of CMCS in 2004, and I remained co-founder until maybe 5 years ago, and they decided to make me executive director.
Okay. So how has that been?
I think it's I'm not really much into titles, but they think that that's important because it makes things good for the people to understand the structure of the organization.
Well, they probably saw some leadership in you and said, hey, this guy knows what he's doing. He's committed, and everything probably should run through him.
Yeah. They see my passion. They see that, I work like a dog.
You know what? And that's, a credit to any organization who sees that. And, of course, they rewarded you with that title that you don't care for.
I have a very good board. You know, they're just right on top of everything.
Okay. So how many people on the board?
We've got about 7 people.
Question for you. If you got 7 people, do you have any young people on that board?
No, we don't.
You might want to consider that.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. You know, I am not on the board, but I have associated myself with organizations who are particularly working with youth and or working for youth, if you will. And the ones that are, I think, on point and doing the right things are those who have youth that they're serving.
Right.
You know, I just think it might elevate your ministry to some degree if you have their opinions.
Yes.
Included.
Very good idea. We do have Terry Shelley, who formerly worked with the Young Adult Ministry Office with Father John Cusick.
Uh-huh.
But we don't actually have younger people on, so... that's a good point to really actually get the young people on the board.
Yeah, because, you know, it also sort of mirrors a mentoring, you know, aspect. Mm-hmm. And it may also strengthen, increase your organization.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and give it new breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell me, how many men are associated with this organization, and how often do you meet?
Well, we have an annual conference, which is always the Saturday after Easter. And we have a couple hundred men that show up to the conference.
Mm-hmm.
It averages between 50 and 200, depending on the speaker and the topic and location.
Mm-hmm.
As far as men's groups, we got a number of other men's groups in parishes, and men pretty much organize that with their pastor.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much stay out of that, but just be there as an advisor.
So in one way that you differ from other men's groups is that the pastor is sort of unattached, or he's not burdened down with another
right.
meeting or whatever.
Right. The men spearhead it, and they just go with the deacon and the pastor to make sure that everything's okay with the parish.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of like run things. And we do an online ministry and feed the men that way. And every time I send out an email newsletter, I get tons of replies.
Yeah, and now you have a total number or list of emails or listings?
We have an email list of about 13,000.
13,000 people.
Yes.
And that sort of crosses states, correct?
It goes across states. It goes across the pond, everything.
All
but
right.
Majority of it are in the Midwest and Chicago area.
Okay.
Joliet, Northwest Indiana. Yeah.
So, Frank, how many parishes do you have involved in the Chicagoland area?
Well, CMCS is an apostle of Bishop Perry, so mm-hmm. we are focused on Vicariate 6, which is in the far south end of the Archdiocese. However, when we do our conferences, we open it up to the Archdiocese, because when the Archdiocese did their conference, they kind of like handed us their contacts. And so we became basically the Chicago Men's Conference.
That's awesome. So do you see any support coming from outside of Vicariate 6?
I do. I do see more and more. I see men trying to cookie-cutter what we do,
mm-hmm.
which we're open to.
Mm-hmm.
But Bishop says don't go do it for them. You know, let them run their own organization. And I think that's good, because for me to trail up to the north end of the Archdiocese all the time would burden what I do in our Vicariate.
And I think that's a smart decision by the bishop, and,
mm-hmm.
and certainly wise, because, you know, every organization, I think every group has their own needs.
Absolutely.
And spirit.
Every neighborhood, too.
Correct. Look, we have run out of time for this first segment here, and
wow.
we're going to take a commercial break and join you just in a little bit.
Okay.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
During the next half hour, we'll take you to a news conference on Chicago's West Side, where Catholic leaders announced anti-violence initiatives for the city. We'll give you a first-hand look at the great work being done at Holy Trinity School for the Deaf. And a Catholic school principal gets the surprise of her life as she learns that she's the winner of a Golden Apple Award.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Your gift to the annual Catholic Appeal helps support our Catholic schools. Your gift supports religious education, ministerial formation, and initiatives for life, peace, and justice. And your gift supports Catholic Relief Services as it offers a lifeline to people around the world whose lives are devastated by natural disasters, illnesses, and war. Cardinal Blaise Supich comments on the annual Catholic Appeal.
It's a way to bring Christ into the world, to make sure that people who so often go through life without actually feeling that someone cares about them, that we see that as part of the mission of the Church. The annual Catholic Appeal allows people to participate in the work of Christ, not just the work of their parish or the work of the Archdiocese. We're talking about the work of Christ.
Please visit annualcatholicappeal.com for more information. Thank you for your gift in the service of Christ.
People of God will take a step against violence and join Cardinal Supich as he begins with us the Way of the Cross March. It starts at 66 in Stewart here on the south side of Chicago. And we're going to walk 2 points of where homicides have occurred. And we're going to move to St. Bernard Catholic Hospital and end at St. Benedict, the African parish. So join us this Friday, Good Friday at that. April the 14th, 2017 at 10:30. The prayer keeps going all along the way. Please join us and let's pray in the meantime. Our number here is 312-255-8408. If you have a question for Mr. Frank Costella, Executive Director of the Chicago Southland Men's Conference, please give us a call at 312-255-8408.
Yes, and when you call in, if you talk to me, I'll give you 2 free tickets.
All right. Now, those 2 free tickets is for the upcoming men's conference?
Yes, sir.
And that's April the 22nd?
April 22nd, about 2 weeks, Saturday after Easter.
Well, excellent. So I want to ask you a little bit about that, but before I do that, I want to, you know, pick up sort of kind of where we left off.
Sure.
Knowing that, you know, this ministry, the way I look at it, that you are the executive director of, it's very important.
Yes.
It's very important not only for the household, but for the office, mm-hmm. for the community, and certainly for the church. So, Frank, what do you see as the greatest need for this ministry, and how does it assist the church?
Well, Bishop Perry says that our goal is to give men the spirituality they need to live their daily lives better and to keep them Catholic and Christian. It's a part of the new evangelization, and we need to make Christ the center of our life. So if you look at our logo, we got CMCS on the 4 corners of the crucifix with Christ in the center, which is a reminder that Christ is the center of our life. So since 2004, Catholic Men Chicago Southland has reminded men and helped them to do what is in their power to do, which is namely to be holy and courageous men, to improve their marriages, to be better fathers and to their children, to grow in virtue, to serve the needs of others more generously, and to be active participants in their parish and be better citizens. That's our goal.
Amen. And I think that's a worthy goal. And I think it certainly is one that was well thought. Now tell me, how has this ministry helped your marriage with your wife, Deb, as well as your 2 sons?
I'm going to be honest and blunt with you.
Okay.
I started it because I needed it.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't see it.
Mm.
And still today, I still see areas where my family is falling apart.
Mm.
And because my boys are getting older, because my wife and I are changing, because mm-hmm. of being married for years, and so forth. So men need this, and I need it just as much as they do.
Yes. And, you know, you said, Frank, that you didn't see it coming, but you needed it. You know, to me, it's really how God works in so many ways, you know, where you're put in a position like you have been, and then you have found a passion, a commitment. You know, God's working behind the scenes. He kind of knows what's going on, and he seems to steer us in directions that we don't necessarily feel comfortable with.
Yeah,
but it's necessary.
Right. We have to go through the program with Christ. We have to make him, we have to be on his agenda. And it's more difficult to be on his agenda, but we have more structure in our life.
I laugh because, you know, it can't go wrong if you, you know, are including Christ in the agenda. You know, it's his after all.
Yes.
If when we realize it, it was always his idea. All right. We have to do is join him. Amen.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm preaching now.
That's okay. It's your job.
You know, but I think it's awesome that you all look at it this way. And I'm speaking of your organization and Bishop Perry, of course, being the visionary to some degree, or at least having an idea of what he wants.
Yes.
There's a tremendous need. We know this of men, not only to fill the shoes of priests, okay, but also to fill the shoes of deacons in the laity at large, because we've experienced a decline in all areas where men are concerned.
Right, exactly. And it's important to be a man after God's own heart.
Amen.
And the way to do that is to make a decision.
Yeah, hopefully your name is David.
Many of us men, we make sports figures and TV stars our hero.
Yes.
And as men, we need to example our hero in life to be Jesus Christ. And what is a man? Well, Jesus shows us his life is the embodiment of manhood. We have to imitate him. So the world teaches us men to be like teenagers, but our decisions have consequences, and our job as men and fathers is to get our wife and children to heaven.
Now, that's about the most beautiful thing I've ever heard, and what a tremendous responsibility. Frank, we're going to join you again right after this break.
Sure.
Pope Francis invites each of us to build a culture of encounter by showing solidarity with the most vulnerable of our brothers and sisters. CRS Rice Bowl, a program of Catholic Relief Services, offers us an opportunity to live out the Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving while lifting up our brothers and sisters overseas. Visit chicagopeaceandjustice.org/ricebowl to find Lenten prayers and devotions, reflections for faith-sharing groups, lesson plans and activities, recipes for simple Lenten meals, and even an app with helpful resources that you can download to your mobile device. Visit chicagopeaceandjustice.org/ricebowl for more.
Okay, Frank, you mentioned that the next men's conference is the Saturday after Easter, so that would be April the 22nd,
correct? That's correct, yes.
And tell us a little bit about your speaker, your guest speaker, whom you're going to have there.
Our guest speaker is going to be Father Larry Richards from EWTN and from Relevant Radio as well. And you may hear him. He has an organization called the Reasons for Hope Foundation. He also has a book called Be a Man. And he travels the country preaching this message that men have a pattern of living, and this is the way a man of God and follower of Jesus Christ lives their life, that a man must know who he is and live that way, and too many times the focus is on us instead of on having a life that changes the world and have Jesus transform us through that.
Yes, the transformation.
Yes.
And again, I think you and I had talked earlier about how important it is for a man to sort of be the leader in that household. Mm-hmm. Not that a woman can't do it, because she's been doing it forever, but that's yes. not the position that God meant, I believe, for her or him.
Yes.
For him to be out of the picture and for her to be running it. No, yeah. I think that's too much on her shoulders, although I tell you, I have seen some strong women in my life make it happen.
Absolutely.
And you'll get a number of young folk calling in saying, yes, if it wasn't for my mom, you know. And so we understand that. But yes. the man certainly has a position in the church. So the men that are going to be showing up for this conference, what can they expect?
Well, we're going to have Father Larry speak, and we're also going to have a group discussion based on what he presented. We also have we start with hot breakfast. Men just love the breakfast. I don't know why, but they just love it. And then after the presentation, Bishop Perry will have Mass with us, and he'll use the homily as his challenge, which is always very eloquent, and men really feed off of that.
Yeah, I can see at the end of that conference, men being fired up to do something.
Absolutely.
You know, many years ago, I attended the Million Man March.
Yeah.
And that was led by Minister Farrakhan.
Yeah.
And he was hosted by my fraternity brothers mm-hmm. there in Washington. And that really catapulted me into beginning the Bronzeville Community Clubhouse, which was a dream then.
Right.
But, you know, I knew that I had to do something after that march.
Yeah. We're looking to light that spark. There's a lot of guys that come up to us, the team and to the bishop, and say they're in tears and they say, this hit me in the heart. So we're looking to start that spark. But sometimes, a lot of times, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And wives sometimes send their husbands to the conference thinking they're going to be changed when they come back. And it's really a process.
You know, it is a process. And as long as we let God run that process, I think we'll never be in trouble.
I
think God will always lead us to where he chose, you know, long before we were born, where
right.
he wanted us to go.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit now, Frank, about sort of your personal life.
Sure.
And it also coincides with your professional life. Now, you are by trade a photographer.
Yes, sir.
And you majored in journalism as well. So photojournalism.
Photojournalism and documentary photography.
And documentary photography.
Yes.
And you've done some work, I know, at some Catholic churches. And
yes.
You also have done work, I guess, with the Chicago Catholic that became the New World.
Yes, now it's the Chicago Catholic again.
Okay. Isn't that something?
Yes.
And I don't know why that happened, but that might be another show.
There you go.
But you see your work as an art form.
Yes.
And, you know, I tell you, when you look at some of the magazines that I grew up on, Life being one of them, Ebony being another, mm-hmm. you know, in the Black community, photographs, you know, those are still pictures that never fade.
Yeah.
They capture a moment that a piece of art that might be sculptured or a stained glass window
right.
Does not offer you.
Right. And those are sacred art that has a message to deliver. And that's what I do with my pictures, you know, speak without saying a word.
And pictures, they say, may say 1,000 words,
yes.
correct?
Yes.
So we're looking, hopefully, to have you commissioned to do some work in some other churches and maybe abroad. So
yeah.
How can people reach you to commission you for work?
Oh, you just go to my website, and you can contact me there, frankjcasella.pixels.com.
All right.
So my last name is spelled Casella.
Could you repeat that for
sure.
us?
Sure. frankjcasella.pixels.com.
Okay, audience, so I don't know if you have time to call in for a question. We do have a little time. So that number, once again, is 312. If you have a question for Frank, 255-8408. Now, Frank, you had also shared with me that you were mentored under a photographer named John White.
John H. White, yes.
And his mentorship provided you with many tools, I'm
yes.
sure.
Yes.
And so how has this helped you along with the Man's Conference?
Well, first of all, John White gave me structure with my pictures because I was trying too hard, and he showed me how to make the simple moment to cause lasting impressions. And from that, I learned from the Men's Conference and doing the men's ministry, it's all about simple moments and to be there and not so much try to change things.
Yeah, you know what? And that almost, or not almost, but it reminds me of the scripture that says, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
And I like that. At least that's what rang out in my ears when you said that, those still moments.
Yes.
You know, those still moments when God talks to us and when we can hear him in the quiet, sometimes closet of our rooms, right, which he asks us to go to at times.
If you read my newsletters, I often tell the guys, when we stare at the crucifix long enough, it helps us to become more filled with love and less about us.
Oh, wow. And that's a wonderful message all by itself.
Yes.
So tell me something. What do you envision for this men's conference beyond helping the men? What do you want them to do once they attend this conference?
Well, if they come to the conference, or when they come to the conference, I want them to go home with a new direction to be after God's own heart and to surrender. And surrender is not a bad word. It's about allowing your life to be changed by the Lord.
Yeah.
Instead of we're not giving anything up, we're surrendering it.
You know, surrendering is such a big word.
Yes.
And, you know, you can also say sacrifice, but it scares so many people off to just give of themselves, give up themselves, rather, and then go with, let's say, the mind of Christ. That's a tough thing, you know.
Yes.
When you're discerning any ministry, I think we all go through that fear.
Yes.
How does a man overcome that fear?
Well, in our culture, men are beat up, and we go through a lot with challenges we face in the workplace and at home. And the thing to do, again, is to surrender.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, Frank, you know, men internalize things, you know, because they're supposed to be this fearless leader of their household, of their community, of their workplace, wherever they go. As you say, they get beat up. You know, these men internalize their issues, their problems, and many times they don't share them with people.
Right. We need each other as men, and we also have to. The purpose of CMCS is to educate men how to be a man of God.
And do you share with them how you can communicate with other men, or say if you're in the confessional and the priest is hearing your confessions, how important that might be to release some of that?
Yes, we do. And when we're at the conference, I always make sure there's break time between the sessions because guys get together and they take notes.
Okay.
And I really like watching that.
So these breakout sessions, are the men separated and then they come together with maybe different solutions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so at the end of the session or conference, then they're to, I'm assuming, provide solutions.
Well, last year we were at St. Albie, and Father Duras was wonderful in hosting that for us. And the guys broke out, and they had the number of questions. We talked about the phrase, rebuild our church, because we were going through that season with the church. And they came up with some most interesting responses on how we as CMCS, as men in the church, can help rebuild the church.
Well, I think CMCS is just a wonderful ministry. I think it's one that is needed in today's time. And, and men are being called to come back to God and to be the leaders in their homes and communities that they were called to be. And so I'm hoping that you just have the biggest turnout that you might have ever had.
Thank you.
We had Father Larry Duras on last week, and he's just a wonderful person.
Absolutely wonderful, yes.
And I love to see the way St. Albie's, I think they're a model church, to be honest with you, because their ministries are so alive that it's unbelievable. And I enjoy so much, you know, watching them and just you know, work as a group.
Yes. So guys, if they want to come to the conference, they can go to our web address at cmcsvirtues.org.
Well, God bless you, Frank Costella, and may the men's conference on April 22nd be a huge success for you. And we're going to continue to pray for that, and we're going to pray for you as well.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on.
You bet. My pleasure.
God bless.